This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The big mover in the markets today wasn't reflected in any stock index or bond yield because how old school is that? Bitcoin, the virtual currency, hit $750. Today, back in July, a single Bitcoin could be had for less than 80 bucks. Bitcoin is a favorite of speculators and schemers, which is why the Senate Committee on Homeland Security held a hearing today to talk about its risks and its rewards. We asked Marketplace's David Weinberg to find out for us whether, or maybe when, Bitcoins might become part of our everyday spending lives.
Right now, very few businesses accept Bitcoins. There's a Subway sandwich shop in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and in some cities you can have a pizza delivered. But that transaction has to go through this guy.
One of my 25 years old. My friend's 25 as well.
Riley Alexander and a friend founded Pizza for Coins. It's basically a middleman between large chains like Domino's and Papa John's, which don't accept Bitcoins, and customers who want to pay with Bitcoins. Alexander says they've handled about 800 deliveries since February, and they make a small amount on each one.
Anywhere from 50 cents to, you know, $3, $4, $5.
But then, to his surprise, Alexander and his friend watched as speculation drove the value of their Bitcoins up.
That small amount of profit turned into large amounts of profit, you know, over time.
But that rapid rise in value, it's not necessarily great news for Bitcoin.
The value of it has to become much more stable than it is now.
Francois Valdi is an economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. He says that one of the prerequisites for any widely accepted currency is that it has stability.
There's a bit of a chicken and egg problem here. As long as people speculate on it, the value will not stabilize.
And yet, much of this speculation is built on the hopes that Bitcoin will become widely accepted and deliver on its promises, such as transactions that eliminate the middleman, like Riley Alexander.
If Domino's comes up and says, hey, we're going to take Bitcoin, sure, our business is over, but that's great. I would love to see that.
I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.